Hey, it's Katja Rose Moss with the latest. The opposition leader says it's not fair to ask teachers, police and supermarket workers to head to work when they aren't. Anthony Albanese has backed the PM's decision to see Parliament back in action from next month. He says they'll have plenty of things to discuss,
including, of course, the potential issues regarding the app for the coronavirus that would enable people who'd come into contact with someone who had tested positive to be traced.
Meantime, we're being told to get the flu shot if we're keen to visit Nan or Pop in their aged care facility, the recommendation being made by the federal government. Some relief in sight for credit card holders with Westpac. Payments will be suspended for 3 months under a new support package to help those who've lost their jobs or suffered a loss of income due to COVID-19. And the original cast members of US sitcom Parks and Recreation is coming back to our small screen for a 30-minute coronavirus special to get us through isolation. Sport ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis has declared today D-Day for the game's broadcasters to lock in the NRL season structure. It comes after Nine tried to put a dent in the league's plan to return by May 28. Volandis telling Nine the gloves are off in the negotiations.
This is like a boxing match. You take a few blows to the head, a few body blows, but you save your best punches to the end, and I think that you will find that on the 28th of May we will start.
And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.